Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Well, Peter, for the first time since I've been here, and that's a couple years, we're in a three-way tie.
Oh, goody. Oh,
that's exciting.
It is exciting.
Well, you know what I'm going to do?
I'm just going to
randomly pick people to go first. Brian, you're going to go first.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois rescinded his prior endorsement of blank.
Donald Trump.
Right. Hundreds of people in Arizona were evacuated from their homes on Thursday as a blank spread to over 700 acres.
Wildfire.
Right. In a major blow to cheeseheads everywhere, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers revealed this week that he no longer blanks.
He no longer is a real American.
He no longer eats cheese. On Thursday, the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry named 4 new elements to the blank.
Periodic table.
Right. This week, dating app Tinder announced it was banning users under the age of blank.
18.
Right. A pair of thieves in France instantly regretted their decision to rob a local McDonald's when blank.
When they didn't have any fries?
No. When 11 of the diners in McDonald's turned out to be elite police commandos. The two armed robbers entered the McDonald's, fired their guns in the air, and stole all the money from the registers without realizing that an elite special operations team had just decided to come in for Big Macs. The team leader says they were able to neutralize the threat quickly, and funeral services for the Hamburglar are scheduled for next week. Bill, how did Brian do in our quiz?
He got 4 right. 8 more points. He now has 11 and the lead.
All right.
4-9.
Faith, you're going to be up next. Here's your first question. Following a shooting in Tel Aviv on Wednesday, Israel suspended entry permits from blank.
Palestine.
Right. This week, the aide who helped set up Hillary Clinton's blank was granted partial immunity.
Email server.
Right. On Thursday, a French court fined blank almost $1 million for running an illegal taxi service.
Uber.
Right. This week, insiders from the Trump campaign said they were nervous the candidate would announce his blank pick on Twitter.
Vice presidential?
Right. The editor of Paul Ryan's endorsement of Donald Trump apologized for blanking.
Endorsing Donald Trump?
No, he edited it down to exactly 666 words. On Wednesday, the International Tennis Federation gave blank a 2-year suspension for doping.
Ah, Sharapova.
Yes. This week, NASA reported that the universe is blanking faster than previously thought.
Expanding?
Right, trying to get away from Donald Trump. The Pan American Hockey Tournament started on Monday, and Brazil's coach says he's already identified his team's biggest weakness. It's blank.
Zika.
No. The biggest weakness on the Brazil hockey team is that no one knows how to skate. Brazil's coach his hockey players really only have 3 problems, quote, turning left, turning right, and stopping. This means, amazingly, there's an Olympics Brazil is even less prepared for than the one they're holding this summer. Yeah. Bill, how did Faith do in our quiz?
6 right, 12 more points. She takes the lead with 15 over Brian.
All right. So Peter is the last of our panelists. How many does he need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win.
Here we go, Peter. This is for the game. It's a tall order. On Thursday, 15,000 people gathered in Louisville's Freedom Hall for blank's funeral.
Muhammad Ali.
Right. Shortly after receiving her endorsement from President Obama, Hillary Clinton was also endorsed by blank.
Elizabeth Warren.
Yes, indeed. Right. The Seattle Metro announced Tuesday it was removing a trash bin from one of its stops because blank.
It was on the tracks.
No, too many people were putting trash in it. On Sunday, Novak Djokovic became the first man in 45 years to hold all 4 major blank titles.
Tennis Grand Slam titles.
On Monday, after successfully auditioning for So You Think You Can Dance, a 12-year-old contestant celebrated by blanking.
Breaking both his legs.
No, she celebrated by vomiting on Paula Abdul. 6th grader Tahani Anderson auditioned for the show in Chicago, performing an energetic routine to Beyonce's Countdown, filled with spinning, twirling, handsprings. After the judges advanced her to the next round, Tahani went to give them hugs and proceeded to throw up all over Paula Abdul. Says Tahani, and this is a real and really delightful quote, I hugged Paula, and she just squeezed me too tight, and all the happiness came out on her jacket. Bill, did Peter Gross do well enough to win?
Well, he got 3 right, 6 more points, 9 total, but not enough to win against Faith. She's the winner this week.
Congratulations, Faith. saw that coming a mile away.